This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nonhlanhla Mdluli.
Hi, this is Thabo Mdluli. You're on Belighted with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central. Unradio, unscripted, uncensored. That's beautiful.
And that is correct. That is so, so right. Welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo on a beautiful Monday morning. Romeo's running into studio because he thought I was kidding when I said it was time to start. And now here he is running in studio. I don't know why he didn't take me seriously. And there he is trying to gather himself. All this noise you're hearing is from... it's from Romeo trying to jump in now.
Amara, how can you start a day like this?
What do you mean? I told you we are about to start. There's a whole countdown that shows.
No, but you just waved at me.
I told you there was a minute to go, and you didn't.
You waved at me, and I thought, wow, you are so kind.
I said 1 minute. I did not wave.
Oh, I thought you said,
no,
like,
don't
Romeo,
lie.
You are the one.
Don't lie. Do not lie live on radio. Don't lie.
It's fine.
It's a beautiful October month. We have started it well. And this is a cancer awareness month as well.
Yes.
And also, it is, besides being a cancer awareness month, it is also mental health awareness month.
Yes, I know the premier launched it over the weekend, I think.
Yeah, so so we're hoping to get involved as much as we can, as Belighted with Rami and Romeo. But we bring you good things, we bring you good stuff, and we've got beautiful, beautiful guests in studio with us. It's going to be an amazing show. And I had a good weekend. Well, Romeo's not even focused to ask me how my weekend
was. Your weekend.
Don't
you know, you and I were talking when you went to Durban.
Interrupt me.
And it was such an awesome, you know, I felt like I was part of it somehow.
Okay, so,
virtually, so
I had a good week. Obviously, yeah. We were working. I shot the whole week. I did a few shows as well. And I also attended the Essence Festival in Durban.
Yeah. And then you left me. I couldn't believe I left you. Like, I thought you and I were like that. You know, we're like...
You know, the problem was, Maromza...
I thought you and I were here.
Can I tell you what the issue was? The issue was that I was flying business class. And if I was taking you, they were going to take us to that other one.
They were going to downgrade.
Fruit. They were going to make us fly the fruit. And I didn't want to fly the fruit. So okay. I stuck with business class, you know?
All right, fair
which
enough.
Was which was fantastic. And it was fit enough only. The budget was fit enough just for me.
But tell me, what did you talk about? And what was your audience? Because I saw you had like almost, you were in a room of about almost 1,000 young girls.
Just about 2,500.
Because I believe Nomzamo actually hired buses from Ekasi.
Yeah, we got 20 buses. Yeah. People walked, people caught taxis, people used the buses that were provided.
Yeah.
But we were talking to about just over 2,000 young people.
2,000.
It was called the empowerment stage. Because at Essence, you actually have different stages. There's a women's stage, there's empowerment stage, and there's what you also call the center stage. Mm. That's where most of the shows happen. And then there is also another stage, which I forgot. Empowerment and economic stage.
Right.
So I was on the youth, on the empowerment stage. I was speaking on empowerment stage.
What are you talking about?
It was me and Somizi, Tembi Nyandeni, and Mam Totwala.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I was just, you know me, I don't know. I don't remember what I spoke about, but I think it was relevant at that time. It was relevant.
I ask you
time.
On purpose because I know how.
Yeah, because I walked in.
And then you got into the zone.
Oh, yeah, but I know. I remember I spoke about teenage pregnancy as well. I spoke about moving on. I spoke about having the power to start over, and how I want young people to help each other, to uplift each other, because
you're not gonna do it alone.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, I had a group of friends that I used to dance with, but not only were we dancers, but we used to compete in terms of academically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we would like say, how much did you get for this test? Mm. And if you get like less, then that means the next one we don't sleep. We all like we go study overnight together. We don't sleep. Can I near ring? We are moonlight. We would moonlight and study.
Burning the midnight,
Yes,
oil.
And we would study together.
Yeah.
So that we all pass. And now, but then it was like a competition in a way, because we wanted to see who would get the highest marks. Uh-huh. But because we wanted to see who would get the highest marks,
yes,
that pushed everyone to push their marks to be high. So I was one of the key point that I saw that Essence kept repeating over and over that I said is that what is the use of a competition is good, but what is the use of being in a competition if the standard of the competition is low?
It's low, it's poor.
Yeah. Mm. You know?
Okay.
So,
but who else did you meet there? Pella, I know you rub shoulders with who's who.
No. You should be asking who met me, man. Like, can you focus? Focus.
Well, now we're going to take you out of the studio very soon.
Focus. Who met me? Who met me?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I met almost everybody.
Mm.
I met everyone. But more than anything, I think, I know you mean in terms of like famous people. No, not really.
No. Business.
I made a few.
I told you to go and network.
I did, yes.
So
and
I need feedback right now.
No, I did. Well, I'll tell you after the show. I'm not going to tell you on air. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, okay.
You know? But it was quite good. It was worth it. It was worth going.
Yeah.
It was definitely worth going.
Mm. And you got paid.
Well, it is Essence, really.
Yeah.
It is Essence.
Okay, good.
And anyway.
We need to talk about my week.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
No, the way you started, anyway, is like we're saying, moving on.
Guys, Romeo is really ungovernable. Like, really. I don't know. I think these days.
I need to speak for myself here.
Yeah, and what Raya says, there's a mic in front of you. Like, there's no need to announce. Like, your song. Anyway, I was going to say, anyway, enough about my week. Can you tell us about your week? That's what I was going to say. Masinsu Papa, you know? Tell us.
No, Maroka doesn't switch you off, Obiana. I mean, like, my energy.
Okay, fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, you guys must come in studio. Come.
Aha. What did I say?
Come in, guys.
Yes, there we go.
call the other one.
I did say.
Sia, please show them how to come in here.
I told you.
They must come in here.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So, let me tell you guys.
There you go.
Let me tell you guys. Okay, now I'm going to say, this is number 5, right? Okay, you guys must...
Say something.
Oh,
you high five.
Hey, hi, everyone.
We can hear you.
Hello.
It's good to be here.
Yeah,
it's good to... We're glad you guys are here.
Yeah.
Okay, I want this one. I want the kids to come and sit here and talk to me.
I said
it's number... you count that away. Me, I count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, guys. The day I'm like the master of the desk, I'm telling you. I'll be... Okay, guys. Push that chair back and you must just stand there for a few minutes before we talk to the people who came in. But I want you guys to tell us who you are. Who's going to be to start? Come, you, the tall one. Come stand there in front of the mic and tell us your name. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Wamoren.
Wamoren.
How old are you, Wamorena?
I am 10 years old.
Your whole what? Years old. Double digits.
Really?
Wow, that is so cool. So you're on a school break? Yeah, you're on
school holidays.
School holidays.
Yeah,
like
school holidays.
So it's lovely.
Yes.
So what did you do over the weekend?
Over the weekend...
Where did you go? Where did you go on Saturday and what did you go? Where did you go?
To Mpumalanga.
Ekwafela. Mm-hmm. On a whole little holiday to Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I want your parents to adopt me too. They just take you to Mpumalanga for a holiday.
Yeah, one time.
Hey? That's so cool. So did you have fun?
Yes, I had fun.
You had fun. Okay, and then why are you running away from the microphone? Come on, come this side and tell us who you are.
Nobody survives in this family.
Yeah. come closer
to
the mic.
Yeah, let's go.
And who are you? Talk to the man. Mohau, and how old are you?
6.
You're 6 years old. So which grade are you in now?
Grade RS.
And who's your teacher?
Mem Mary.
Do you like Mem Mary? Is she funny?
No.
Yeah, I love it when you tell the truth, boy. Tell the truth.
Memory's not funny. Which teacher is funny? Which teacher do you like at your school?
Memory.
You like her, but she's not funny, ne? Okay, so I had to be the jokes. She doesn't know jokes and she doesn't tell you funny stuff. But she's a good teacher, right? So what do you learn in your class? Do you do maths and what else? And do you draw? What do you like doing at school?
Cars.
Cars? And you color, you draw your own cars? Wow, man! You must draw me and you know what? When you get out of studio right now, you must go to Sia. You know who's Sia? You see that guy? Sia, wave your hand. That guy? Do you see him? There, that one. He must give you a piece of paper and a pencil. You must draw me a car. Ne?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool. And then when now, Wamorena, what's your favorite
song? I hear one of you can sing.
Who can sing?
Wamorena can sing. Wamorena, what's your favorite song? Speak to the mic. What's your
Come
favorite
closer.
Song?
There we go. Yeah, they caught you today.
What's your take the mic up?
Lift the mic up for a minute.
What's your favorite song, boy?
My favorite song is Hallelujah.
Okay, just hear that.
So many Hallelujahs, but sing us the Hallelujah.
Hit us with the note, my boy.
Sing that one. Go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
The boy can hold a note.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In case you missed it, he transposed.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well done, boy. Well done, man.
Well done.
You never know who's listening. Someone is going to sign you up very soon.
Mamulana, can I tell you? Your parents must just gather a lot of money and you must go to Drakensberg Boys School.
Wait a minute. Ask him about Drakensberg.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Drakensberg.
Yes!
What do you want to do at Drakensberg?
What do you want to do at Drakensberg?
I want to learn instruments and sing.
And sing. Yes. That's where you're going. You are going, eh? If they are short, I'll add three bob on the budget. Don't worry, but you're going, eh? You're going. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you, boys.
So you guys can go back and chill and all of that. Oh, if you don't want to go sit outside, you can just sit here and look at that one.
No, they'll go outside. I'm with Roy.
But humble your drawer. Hey, yes, these fathers sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, you heard the kids first, guys, because, you know, on Belighted, we have a school break. The kids are there. You know how Utsilo is? Utsilo is like, I'll be working this whole week. I'm trying to plan the week with her, like how I'm going to slot her in. So when I come back, not on Sunday, because we didn't see each other on Saturday, because after I came back from Durban, I went straight to the Joy of Jazz. So I only saw her technically on Sunday.
What do you mean you went to the Joy of Jazz? Because you were giving away your tickets on social media. You didn't even tell me about it.
Wait,
just decided
guys,
to give it to
like
them.
Romeo, guys, like haras, waras, you sound like an unhappy wife. Like walk or
really?
Plane.
Really?
You know? Anyway,
Joy of Jazz.
Listen, I was going with my sister to the Joy of Jazz. Okay.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, it's okay to get VIP tickets and all of that and freebies. But this time I actually bought the tickets.
Right.
Because I didn't have time to be calling and going like, I'm a ticket.
And the fact that they are not calling themselves.
And nobody called me. So I buy the tickets. And then as we get to the Joy of Jazz, I get there, and then the guys at the desk, they're like, Asrami, come. Yeah, this side. I get there. They're like, okay, they give me my tickets. They give us the
VIP. Are you kidding me?
Things. All of a sudden, we have got
access. But you're not notified?
No, I wasn't notified. The next thing I've got two bought tickets for 1.6 because the ticket was like $7.95. And I was like, I can't let the tickets go to waste. And at that time, when we were there, it was so late that you can't call someone maybe who it had to be someone who was within the vicinity who can easily come in within the next 10 minutes, 5 minutes to say, I'm here, let me grab the tickets. Which is why I put it on Twitter. And now my wife was like, ha, shame, as I'm talking now, I am walking on my heart. And you walk, 10 minutes later, he was there. He took the tickets, he came with a friend. And we were sorted.
Awesome.
But then because I got the... Yeah, I was like, no, man. I mean, what's the point? Mm-hmm. What's the point? But then I never... I just thought, they didn't call me. And I didn't want to insist and go like, do you know who I am? You want me at
and
your
then
show?
They take a mic and say, this person doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Can somebody help?
And then the funny thing is that when I get them, like, guys, you know, I bought tickets. They're like, but why would you think that you would not be on the list? You know?
Check your email. That's another thing.
No, they didn't send me an email. They did not send me an email.
You sure?
They didn't send me
an
email.
We need to search your email.
But it's fine. Now I know forever and ever that I will always be on the Joy of Jazz, whatever. Because I've been in the past since like for the past 6-7 years or so.
So maybe probably they're thinking you were going to come.
They're just thinking, get regular. She'll show up.
She's up for invitation. She's going to show up anyway.
She's going to show up anyway. So I get like, Sesimami. And I'm I'm like, okay, fine. Listen, guys. Yes. These guys are busy chipping in. They're talking. They're like part of the conversation.
We haven't even introduced
them.
Yeah.
You know, they're busy. Banaseba will be near. The kids have sung. The kids are going to draw.
Yeah.
And look, he's really drawing for real. Look. Oh, okay. My gosh. Wow. I'm telling you. And he loves cars. Did you see? Hmm?
Why is your bed sitting on the table?
Listen, did you see how he took the BMW?
Give it.
He took the BMW. Hey, Maron, he took the BMW. I didn't even notice. There, that's fine. Wait, we'll get. You must give it to Sia. You'll give it to Sia.
Yeah, give it.
I didn't even notice. I was like, did you see he was holding the? Wait, where's that BMW that was parked there? You know what I mean? Okay, guys, in studio.
Yes.
We've got.
Cue me.
Yeah, in studio. That's your cue.
No, you can't say. You need to call my name and tell me to do something.
Guys, okay, like, I am so exhausted.
Let's go.
Like, right now.
Let's go. I'm drum rolling already.
Yeah, in studio today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got one of the most amazing couples ever come across.
Yes.
They are talented.
Oh, man.
They are gifted. They are powerful.
Yes.
They're stronger together. Tighter together.
Yes.
They even share a hashtag and a Twitter handle and a Facebook page and an Instagram page. You cannot DM one without the other. Wait, in fact, they don't do DMs.
You actually don't know who you are DMing. Because you know who's going
to
respond.
You cannot talk to one without the other.
Yes.
So don't talk to that one without that one.
No.
Because that one will find out about it.
Yes.
And you will be in trouble.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
They share an account. They share everything you can think of.
Oh my God.
Thank God we've got clothes for men and women, because they would definitely wear each other's shoes. Because that's how close and tight they are.
Yes.
Not only are they talented and powerful, but these are award nominees.
Yes.
Award winners.
Yes.
They perform all over the world. In South Africa.
They recorded their album
in the States. These are the people who have brought the cooling gospel. These are the people who have brought the swag in gospel. These are the people who have made it cool to be able to stand on the stage,
man,
and to sing the Lord's praises and not be shy and not be ashamed.
I'm tired.
Okay, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Bongi and Colin in studio.
Wow, Rami, that was amazing.
That was the longest.
We've had introductions, but that one,
it cleaned
that
us
one
out.
Is, stands out.
Oh my God.
The DMs and everything. Yo. Wow. This is amazing.
Wow. That's
hello,
good.
Guys. How are you?
We're good.
Are you good?
We're
good.
I am so excited. Glad you're here.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
Finally.
We've been talking about getting you guys in studio.
It's so good to be here.
I know, Rabua. I'm just here in New Jersey.
Wow.
I'll be back.
Come on now.
And then the only way I talk to them.
What a Jersey, but
New Jersey. Skareka Jerry's.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rami.
Good to see you too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. The energy in here. I
love it.
And this one on Sokodisha, guys. You must take from me.
Stop dragging our laundry in public. Like, focus. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
And you know, I'm very excited personally, because you know, I know your journey. I'm part of your journey. Yeah. So having you here is actually quite a big deal for me. Yeah? You know, since you hugged me and you shook my hand, I'm not. Don't give me that awkward look. Ramster, don't give me that awkward look.
Am I saying anything?
I'm just expressing myself, because this is a very, very joyous moment for me.
I know.
Anyway, so let's get on to it.
And
the kind of show that Belighted is, it's really about you, number one.
Okay.
And it's really about, you know, creating a light bulb moment for someone.
Okay.
You know, many times we can talk about all these things. We if we had to talk about your lives, we won't, the time won't be enough, because we only have literally 40 minutes or even 35. So to say, thank you, Palisa. We just got sponsored water. Wow. Things are happening in this show. Right. So let's talk about, I know you guys, there's a competition that
you're going back.
Yes. Let's start there, because and I always love the story of how you guys met.
Yo,
that was in 2005. Gospel Stars. It was on SABC something.
Yeah, call it SABC 2.
Okay, it was on SABC 2.
Right.
Yeah, we won. I came first, she came second.
That sounds wrong.
Well, that's what happened. I came first, she came second. Right. Though she's a better singer, but on that night, the stars were aligned.
So you acknowledge that your partner wants her not.
Papa, listen, she makes sure I bring out my... I always bring my A game. Mm. There's no... I don't know how to relax. Hey, Papa.
Yeah.
No, this woman can sing. Like on a serious note. So I always have to make sure I come out as the head.
Mm.
So yeah. So that was in 2005.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah, we won that competition. Actually, it was a tight competition. I mean, there was amazing talent on the competition, but somehow we managed to come out on top. I came
you
first.
We were in the final against each other.
Against each other.
Ah, man, that was awesome.
And that was awesome, man. Yeah. That was amazing. They gave us one song, which was that. Well,
who were the judges
by,
back then?
I think I remember there was a Lindelan Mkize, there was a
AB.
There was AB.
ABSB.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And yeah, hey, it was a tight one, but yeah, I had to win.
I think those guys they were like the funniest judges because sometimes we'll be trying to judge, ne? Mm-hmm. They said then bale back in the moyeng. I'm like, guys,
competition.
It's a competition. Focus, technical stuff. No, they were gone. They were gone.
No, it was amazing. But yeah, anyway, life happened. So we won, but we never won. We won, we never got anything. There was a prize that was promised, 250K. There was a car that was promised. We never got even a cent. We tried to follow it up afterwards, but then the mess that was happening at SABC at the time and all that. So we ended up saying, you know what, let's forget about it. We can't follow something for 2 years. I mean, the following day, we went on a Sunday. On a Monday, we were already, like, you know, like your idols and stuff. First page, like, Colin Diamond's 250,000 richer.
Yo.
And they're like, and the car, whatever. I'm like, what?
Yo,
my prayers have now been answered. Recording deal. Mm. It never happened.
Yeah.
But I guess everybody pays school fees in life. You know, things happen. And some of them, you just have to let them go. And, you know, but we're in a better place now. I mean, that was a training ground to where we are now. Yeah. So 3 albums later, this latest album, the nice thing is that it's under our own label. We're owning our staff now, we have to, and which is good. Yeah.
I think sometimes people look at you and they see the beauty that is now, without looking at what it took and the sacrifice that you put in.
Yes.
Yeah. Because also, you know, your challenge, you are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do everything together. So if something fails, it means it affects both of you.
Yeah.
But then how do you kind of like, you know, find a way to drum each other up to say, let's keep moving. And what are some of the practical examples that you actually apply? Because, I mean, you need to understand, the moment they say 250,000, it's like money in my account.
Whoa, my man.
And then how do you pick yourself up to say it's not happening and we have to move on?
I think I was talking to some lady from a magazine where she was asking about the challenges. Yona Leo, for example, that you mentioned, in terms of finances, like, it's both of us. There's no one who's working go Shoprite or Kukai Kai. So we both in this. So when it hits...
Interesting story.
Yeah. When it hits both of us. Like, and there are times, you know, when you find that I'm on my lowest and Colin is the one who's picking me up.
Right.
And sometimes you find that Colin is like down and out and I'm the one who's like, you know, picking him up. And there are days where you walk out of the bedroom, he's sitting there on the couch. You can actually see on his face that he's not okay. He's like, you know, he's down. And right there and there, you know, now we are in this together, but somehow you find that little strength that is still left in you to go talk to him and encourage him. I think we always say that with us, it was good that we have each other in this and we understand. It's not like Omunye is doing something. It's like, but this thing of yours, just leave it.
Yeah,
it's not working and whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we both understand because we are both in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been like that. We find that some days it can, other days it's him. So somehow we pick each other up. And I think also the friends that we have, you know, some of friends it's been up, those friends were able to encourage us, you know, and say, guys, sometimes come over, we go somewhere else, and just being around them, and they speak life into our situation. So, yeah, those are the things that really, you know, carried us. It was not easy. And family, you know, with us, we have kids as well, you know, raising children and all that. And our families, you know, really played a very big role in helping us, you know, at our lowest.
Right.
Yeah, at our lowest.
Okay. Ramster?
No, I want to go back because Romeo likes going practical stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we are at peace now. Are we fighting?
No, I'm not fighting with you. Hey. Okay, guys, let's go back. I mean, yes, how did you meet? It was at a competition, and then what?
Because no, we didn't meet at the competition.
Actually, we met exactly.
Before that.
The
competition came.
Now that's the story I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the story I'm looking for. That has nothing to do with SABC what?
Yes.
SABC what?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
we met in 2003. I went to Durban at the Playhouse to go in and watch a certain artist recording, and whenever I was there, Kitsena Mo lifting elevator, and then comes this lady,
Kotebe.
I'm like, yes, like, who is this person? Yeah. Bona, I get sweat.
Of course, you would sweat. I mean, hello.
And she walked out. I'm like, okay. And then two months.
She didn't say hello, nothing.
Oh, no. There was a hello, hi. And that was it. But I couldn't talk because I was like paralyzed.
Yes.
And then I think 2 months later, I went for a rehearsal for Slora's. And here comes the same lady that was in KZN. I'm like, no, but Lebar Ludia Swana, okay. The same thing happened.
She went,
sweaty palms. And I'm like, Niema. You know, I remember I even told my mother, I think about a week later, like, Mama, hey, I saw this person. Hey, man, when I see her, this thing that happens. She laughs at me like, look at this one. And then a couple of months later, I tell her, hey, Shia, that person I was telling you about, she agreed to something. Oh, wow, serious. And then she made me wait almost 5-6 months. And she came over and said, And she says to me, oh, yeah, we were in the US at the time with Majida. We were performing in the US. Yeah. And then I call home. I'm like, Bongi, hey, remember, man. Now, we met in May officially. And then this is September. I'm still like, come on. Girl, please. I'm like serious in here, man.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, you know the thing that we spoke about? Oh, well, I just want to say it's okay. We can give it a try.
Wait a minute. I need to understand. Did she speak it exactly in that tone?
Oh, no, she did.
Wow. So I was got a twang.
No.
Bongi, you've got a twang.
I was too excited.
No, he's got a photo.
There's a photo. It's a Jewel.
Jewel took it.
You actually broke the actual.
Oh, no, it did break, my brother.
Jewel took the picture and the jumper on the bed. So we've got evidence.
I'm like, Sharon said yes.
Wow.
Sharon said yes.
Yeah,
are you impressed? Because, I mean, here we are. What was that thing about her that, I mean, too many ladies, I mean, you know how many
met,
you know
yeah.
what you meet yeah. a lot of people and exactly. I must say you still meet a lot of people, but there was this thing about her, man, that like really caught
me. He used to say
but you
to
didn't
me,
did you even know that she could sing?
No, at the no, time when the you first met day sister, I didn't know, exactly. No, yeah. until we met again for the second time with Force Laura, yeah. Then I was like, oh, okay,
Kono Belanyana.
No, I get you, so when you find the music, no, she was just keeping flames to herself, like, you know, this guy, I'm gonna show him one day. Until I heard her sing a song, not even knowing that the song that I've been listening to,
Ineo
Pelagene.
Because there was a song, Intando Emnandi, I did go past Benjamin Dube.
Yes,
album,
yes.
Actually, Joel, his friend, he was my friend at that time. Because Joel was a keyboard player. Yeah, you know Joel. He's a keyboard player. So he used to come and play with us, go Pastor Benjamin Dube, Kamutwaila Mo, and then he was friends because he was in the same group with Bokolen as well.
Right.
So there was this song in Tandem Nand. We recorded that album. So now Joel kept on telling Colin about Colin. But he was focusing on more of the singing. He was talking about the singing with Joel. Right. You have to hear her. You know what? I think there were three shows when we went to Pretoria. He was supposed supposed to come with Colin. Somehow, I don't know, they miss each other. He never came, you know. Up until we meet in Durban.
Yeah,
in Durban, when we're doing a recording at Pastor Benjamin Dube. Lehona, there's a song I was leading. It was in the beginning, so he missed that part because they came in late into the he missed that. Mm. So now, later on, when we like, okay, he saw this bongi and whatever, now we like kind of working this thing out. And Julie's like, you know what? Actually, remember the one was the woman was telling you about? She's the one. Like, oh, really?
Okay. Oh, that's so cool.
I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Can you guys were destined for this.
Yeah.
Guys, we're talking to bongi and Colin, the amazing singer. The singer's the best couple that you can come across.
Come on.
Did you guys officially celebrate your 10-year anniversary? Like officially?
We did. We just bought tokens.
Because you need to understand,
a couple of nights. Stone represents 10 years.
Yes, so but you need to understand. I mean, the challenges and the hardships of marriage today.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years is a big deal.
It is, man. Oh.
Because, you know, like, nobody can dispute this. I mean, your first child is 10. So, like, who can come and say 10 years didn't happen? Yeah. I'm just putting out there.
Yeah.
Ish.
No. Okay, I'm done with the kind of the history. Okay, mm-hmm. Now tell us. So now after winning the competition, mm-hmm. the prizes are not showing up.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, we budgeted, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden the budget has to fall away completely. Mm-hmm. And you probably, you know, went to the last time you got onto a taxi, you were like, bye guys.
Bye
to everyone in the taxi, to all the commuters. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, I'll be waving outside the window from my car. And then next thing, that didn't
happen.
You know, besides the challenges of being in the actual industry, mm-hmm. how have you guys dealt with some of the disappointments, especially because this was a guaranteed thing? It's not like you didn't know it was going to happen. This was a sure deal. You know, how did you deal with that disappointment? And what happened to the story? They're just like, okay, fine, it's over. There's no prize. Mm. Over and done with. Nothing.
You know, with that story, you start realizing, hey, there's a lot of corruption. Yeah. I know corruption is the in word these days. But you realize that there's a lot of mess in these institutions. I mean, I tried to go from pillar to post. They would send me from pillar to post. No, go speak to that office. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they don't know who was in charge of the competition. They don't know who was commissioned to do it. And then I went to Urban Brew, which was also helping out, which was recording the competition. And they also couldn't help.
Yeah, because you know, you end up becoming,
your head ends up becoming like, Dir makaranyana, karo kenya ko khafanyana. And I started, actually, I remember for 3 to 5 months, I hated music. I didn't want to listen to any music.
I
felt music has failed me. You know, I've put everything. I know this thing is what I'm called to do. This is what I was born to do.
Yeah.
And now music has disappointed. I even wrote a song about it. I don't know. Music is suddenly cheery like a ratang tata. But once in a while, utlan drop off for somebody else. No, I'm serious. I mean, I love her so much. Mm. And once in a while, she come up with this guy. Instead of me getting what I'm supposed to get from her, this competition that I won, and then she decides, no, I'm going to take it elsewhere. Mm. And, you know, but you see, if something is in you and you were born to do it, nothing will stop you. You keep on pushing. You always find that strength to be able to, you know, rise above and do what you need to do. I mean, a couple of years later, I just dusted myself off and said, you know what, I'm forgetting about this thing. I'm gonna go on and do something else. Though, you know, people always remind you. I mean, newspapers, you know, media. Hey Muna, what happened to that thing?
Oh yeah,
let's call them again. And then they get the same answer.
Yeah,
you know, the spokesperson at SABC ended up lying and saying, no, there was never such a competition. This thing was on TV. It was on live TV. No, he said that. You know,
but you know, also the presenters were presenting at that time. It was Sheila Pengu and Thabo Mdlulu.
Mm-hmm.
The news. Paper did they write it? No, there was a competition.
Was
we were presenters. Mm. Colin won the solo category, and then there was a group from Deben Abangobi. Mm. They won the group competition. So it was hectic. And Colin, I remember when we were talking, he felt like humiliated in front of everybody, the neighbors. Everybody was looking. That was on national TV. It was on newspapers.
No, I remember they tried to twist the story, saying no, there was like a bit of discrepancy, which now disqualifies you to get the recording deal. And you know, I remember that there was, you know, that
they always try to come up with those.
Okay, now we are here, guys.
Yes. Yes.
3 albums later, and now we've got a new album, not just new album. a brand new, sealed, and the name of the album is called Been So Good.
Wow, we celebrate love, man.
I want to talk about your awards as well, because I think people need to understand, our listeners, they need to understand that despite the pain. Relax.
No, we're still talking about the album, and then we'll get straight to the awards.
Colin, please remind me to talk about
The awards after. Yes. So now, this album has been recorded in the US under your own recording label.
Yes.
It is not a joke to record an album.
No, there is a lot of money
goes into this.
Yeah.
A lot of sacrifice and a lot of time as well. And now I'm trying to understand then, with all the financial implications and the logistics that goes around it.
Yeah.
How did we not get this album recorded at M5 Studios or go Rankuwa, go Studio How did we end up in the US?
Sure.
What has the journey? Can you
the
tell
journey.
Us? Clearly, there's something miraculous that happened here that we need to know about.
Hands been so
good.
Tell us.
The way the album came about is that we went, there is a program that has been done by DTI, that's funded by DTI. Sorry, where we meet, they take you around the world to music conferences, where you meet strategic people like producers and all those kind of people from around the world. And we made a couple of contacts. We met a couple of good producers. I mean, there's a guy that produced your Sisi Winances and stuff, and we met another one that produced some of the gospel guys that we like. And then we just kept in touch with them. And one day we bumped into someone who's always had an ear and heart for us. And this person says, hey man, listen to Lepusha Dideng. This thing has to work. And the person just, you know, made a couple of calls and said, listen, I know your heart and this has to happen. And they kind of pushed us in the right direction and made the, you know, made the important calls. And we found ourselves.
Tickets were bought.
And
accommodation was available. It was like, just go.
Just go and record this thing. And so it's sort of a load in Yana,
but someone made it
happen.
Someone made it happen.
I need to say something. Is that okay, Rami?
Yes.
I like that look.
Yeah. Call him to order.
Yeah.
A belated moment here is you have to keep consistently doing what you love.
Yes.
And you never know who's watching you, because people appreciate consistency.
True. I mean,
you're right.
The person said, I've been watching your journey. I know where you and when we explain our stories, like, you guys are such an amazing story. This story needs to be told, but you guys are still here. So now we can be able to help where we can. And I'll tell you what, in 2012, we wrote things down and said, you know, one of the things is want to record internationally, because we always see ourselves with international guys. Bona, South Africa is very talented, and I believe that we pack a punch. It doesn't matter what Chaka Khan can bring, Bongi can bring it over as well, if she's given a chance and she's got a budget.
I agree with you, she can nail it.
And actually, a couple of times, I mean, there's a time when we shared with Bibi Winans, and he called me over, and I made sure, I don't leave any stone, and I'll hit you hard.
Hitting those stones.
So,
back in the day, we used to say, what's hasa?
Five minutes is enough. So I always believe that we've got this, and we, if given a chance, we will be able to pack a punch and make sure that we deliver the best. I mean, South Africa is very talented. And when this opportunity came, it's one of the things that we had written 5 years, 7 years ago. This is where we see ourselves. We want to record internationally. We want to, you know, be with these great guys. And this opportunity came. I mean, the guys that called when we're in studio recording the album, I mean, we're blown out of our socks. The people that called and said, hey, so we're hearing there's this couple from South Africa. They're calling this producer, Stan Jones. Stan, you're saying this couple is from South Africa. Oh, wow. What's that? And when you find out it's Kirk Franklin on the end of the line, you're like, what? So this guy's asking about us. What is it that happened here? You know, but it just shows that if you believe in your dream and you believe in yourself, which there's a song called I Believe, speaks about dreams, you can be able to get the thing that you want, but you need to put it down so that you see it every day. It must be a constant reminder as well, Lord, I'm believing in myself and I know I have this dream that I need to achieve. Yeah. And eventually things will fall in place.
It's called mental stacking.
Wow. So now we have the album in front of us, guys. And it's a 14-track album.
Yes. Yeah.
All of it written by who wrote the songs?
Because no,
you wrote the music.
Yes, we wrote the music. He's just produced. We wrote everything that is except one song, which was written by a friend in Cape Town.
I believe so.
Takla. Nah, Spiritual Blessings. I believe we wrote everything that is there. We wrote, we penned ourselves, except for number eight, Spiritual
Did
Blessings.
Did you hear that? Number.
Number.
Everything.
Spiritual Blessings is actually number nine.
Number nine. Oh, la. We believe in writing. We need to write.
All Can we right. talk about the awards now?
Yes, talk about the awards.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, I think the angle that I really wanted to bring was the fact that even though the hardships were there, there was ample recognition. Talk to us about some of the accolades that you got, whether be it written, whether be it a letter of reference, whether be it an invitation, and the actual pieces that you received.
I think the first one was 2010. I mean, first album winning a summer.
And the first album was written by the Jazil brothers.
Yes, produced by the
produced
by Jazil brothers, who were still with Jazil brothers. They did a wonderful job, you know.
Makatunyiso is the name of the
album. Yes.
Okay.
So we won best urban gospel.
Urban gospel, yeah.
Yeah, in 2010.
And it was
the summer.
At the summers.
Yeah, the summers. So, you know, so for us as artists was like, what? You know, it really encouraged us to really go on and dig deep, you know, in what we have. And
I remember when you won. But then I want you to talk to me about the hate.
Romeo.
No, listen, let me be honest with you, people just look at you as an artist and you know, saying thank yous. They just don't realize how much hate is, you know, you have to shield, you know, within that excitement.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of that, but we try not to entertain it.
Yeah.
It's still happening even now. I mean, we always believe in supporting other artists. We always believe in pushing other artists. Yeah, I think, you know, some of our programs that we do where we take young people who don't know, you know, who have not been exposed to the music industry, and we tune them up and we kind of push them to be out there. There's 3-4 artists that we mentored that have made it and now have having albums. But you see, not everybody looks at things that way. Unfortunately, I'd say maybe it's a universal thing. There's people that will like you. There's people that won't. And sometimes the people that you want to like you are the ones that hate you. So you kind of make peace with it. I don't know why that happened. I remember one of the artists that we were in the same category with at the summers. The following day, we met him at the filling station, and Mututu Putimilom. He's not even greeting and all that. And you're like, but hey, I'm not the decision maker here, man. Decisions were made by these guys. But I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. Listen, you cannot control
how people feel about you,
true. But you can control how you receive
how you
it.
Respond.
You know,
yes, yes.
And now we just brush it off. We don't care. This brand will grow. This brand will go. You hate us, you like us, we're going to push.
Please don't. I need details of some of the awards and the accolades you've won.
That was summer 2010.
Yeah.
Best Urban Gospel, and then the Crowns 2013.
SABC Crowns.
Gospel, yeah, 2013. Yeah. That was Best R&B, and then 2014 we got Best Outreach by artist. I'll explain which for our foundation, and then 2014 again, or 2015 we got a humanitarian award from the Ingoma Awards. And yeah, we also were taken in by Department of Social Development after they saw also our work that we're doing, to partner with them in doing some of the work. And yeah, we're still going strong. We're sitting on a program where we're going to be teaching people that are drug addicts, recovering drug addicts, mm-hmm. will be teaching them music. We believe that music can play a part in a role in their lives.
So is that part of your foundation?
Yes.
Tell us about the foundation, though.
Okay.
Quickly.
The I Believe Foundation, we started in 2015. Eh?
Yeah,
2015. Yeah. I Believe Foundation. So we started with the uniform campaign.
Yeah.
The uniform campaign, we used to have concerts. Where we as some of our colleagues, the musicians, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. come on board, to come and sing maybe two or three songs, like mm-hmm. a list of a lot of artists. But people coming into the concert, they don't pay.
They don't pay with money.
You go and buy uniform.
Yep.
At the
okay,
store.
So you come with a uniform. Yes,
that's your ticket.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
brilliant.
That did very well. That drive is still working even now. Yeah.
We collected, then we had big boxes where we put in the uniform, separate shoes, because we will be specific on the poster what to buy, mm-hmm. like shoes, shirts, gray pants, skirts, whatever.
Skirts, yeah. mm-hmm.
So we'd separate that. So we collected a lot of uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like Colin said, social development come on board as well with the food hampers. So, and then on that, there's a specific time where on areas where we've picked up Guti, there's a need.
Mm-hmm.
We go there and then we do distributions. We call in the schools mm-hmm. to come in, and then we give them the uniforms and then the food parcels as well. So though the school uniform campaign was the first project that we started with, it's still going to continue because I believe you cannot get enough.
There is a need throughout.
There's a huge need. You cannot get enough. And then we've also introduced the sanitary towels as well, that as it goes with the uniform go out, we also package it with that.
Mm.
So now the project that Colin is talking about that is going to start, it's sort of like a music school, mm-hmm. in a way, in that rehabilitation center.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's there's many projects that kids they do there. There's your handwork, whatever, I don't know what they call it. There's a lot of things that they get trained for, and then we introduce the music as well to those who are, you know, into music and interested, the creatives. So we're going to have that as well, the music school, which is brought by the I Believe Foundation.
Okay, wow, I'd like to volunteer that for your music project.
Yeah,
Recovering
addicts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'll come in on the business and coaching side.
Coaching side.
Okay.
That'll
that's great.
Awesome.
That's great. That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. Yeah.
There he's volunteering.
Yeah.
We love that,
Maram. We love it.
No,
but she means it. You know what I mean? She like, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm kidding.
Guys, I'm sorry. Whatever Romeo drank this morning is very strong.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
He's high on some cough mixture.
No, but I'm excited to see you guys.
Yeah, no, yeah. We happy to be here, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so I want to talk about how you guys have this beautiful reference to Kefas and Letambolu.
There
and
you go.
Also, I had an opportunity to work with you when you did Love and Music mm-hmm. with Swazi and the husband and Tabo. And I think I've never had someone sing Johnny Gill's My. hey, it sings it so well, man. It's too awesome.
It's awesome.
Did you have them?
Well, I'm not sure if he still has the video. You must ask. Hey man, I love Johnny Gill, man. I mean, I'm a guy from like the 90s. I love the 90s music.
I love Johnny Gill too. He's
90s music brought out the best out of us, man. I mean, actually, that's where one drank from in terms of writing as well.
Yeah.
As much as we write gospel, but when you listen to our album, you hear that there's something that filters over from there.
Yeah.
But no, man, I can't trap you on a mar.
You can, yeah.
Now I'm melodic.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
on that red dress
yeah.
and sleep on those high heels.
Yeah.
Some of that sweet perfume.
Mm.
Sure, it smells good on you. I hope the management is listening.
And then
I know my age is past.
What do you want?
But I could be on that other program.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd nail them. Yo.
All right.
But I think, well, the issue around Let and Kaifas, we love them so much, man.
Mm.
We look up to them. Actually, we keep on saying if they were able to make it back to Icon.
Yeah, no.
So have to keep on working.
My
on this.
Prediction is one day you're gonna actually record a song with them.
Oh yeah.
That's my
wow.
prediction.
Okay, okay, there is a tribute
yeah.
that
we
dream.
Do.
We've been trying.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you go on our YouTube channel, there's a tribute that they do to them because we love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And on the tribute, we sing a couple of their songs,
yeah,
but giving them our own feel
from him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love them so much. And Yes, we hope it happens. It would be great.
No. It will happen.
It will happen. Yes.
Because remember, from a branding perspective, you guys have, you know, you tick the right boxes.
Oh, okay.
You know, you've never been, you know, if you look at their life, no scandals, family oriented, you know, family driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, someone's gonna call you and they're gonna give you a verse and say, "Come, let's do it."
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
yeah.
I think that would be
when you win the award, you could probably acknowledge it.
Oh yes.
You must acknowledge. Romeo Mabasa when you win the award.
Yeah.
Guys, you don't have to do anything that Romeo tells you to do. But I think that is a brilliant idea. I think it would be awesome to see it happen.
Yeah.
But now we are running out of time.
Okay.
What's the name of your foundation in case people want to come through, pitch in?
The name of the foundation is I Believe Foundation. But this is how it's spelled. It's I and then there's B-E-L-I-V-E.
Yeah.
I be live.
Yeah.
And then live. Live. Yes. Yeah. I be live.
Okay. Yeah. So I think when people get hold of you on social media, they can find all the information.
Yes,
Your concerts, foundation work, and simply to just follow you and see what
Bongi
you guys are up to and all of that.
Bongi and Colin, guys.
Instagram.
So basically, these guys are just saying, don't get any ideas. It's one account, one everything.
Believe me, we've heard worse things.
So I'm sure they've heard worse things. I wish I could have asked.
No, the other one was saying, "Esh, Bongi's beautiful. Is she your sister?" I'm like, "Hey, brother, can we meet outside?"
He's taking his chances, that one.
But I mean, I'm sure he knew she was.
He knew. There's
a lot of things that begin. Wow, Colin's got a dimple. I know Bongi at the times, like, "Sesi."
Before we go, let me see, maybe we must sing Been So Good a bit. Which
Been
one
So Good
sing?
A bit.
The thing that's Been So Good is upbeat. If you can get something like
No, wait.
I'm trying to politically influence the song choice.
No, fine.
You can hit it.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
I can hear you gonna sing. Now
I'll
snap.
How I love you, love. Been so good. How I love you, love. Been so good. How I love you, love. Been so good. How I love you, love. You love.
So
you
good.
Love.
You've been so good. You've been good to me.
You've been good to me.
You never let me go, no way.
No way, babe.
You said that if I do believe in you. I live.
You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. Hey, one more time, go. Hey. Yeah, hey, you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. And then we take it to the 90s.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, say so good, so good, so good, so good. Now go share my thought. So good, so good, so good. Ah, let's leave it at that.
Get the CD. Guys, get the CD. It's available at all music stores.
Online
you're also on
well.
iTunes.
Yeah,
it's
iTunes.
Also online.
Yeah.
The album is called Been So Good. It's Bongi and Colin.
Yep.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Warana.
Thank you, Wamurena.
And thank you, Mohau, for showing up. I know you guys are so busy, but you came and spent an hour with us. I think that is just absolutely fabulous.
Too awesome.
And Maromza.
Yeah.
I want you to come sober next week.
He's happy.
Today he's happy. After this, he must come and tell me what's going on. He's too excited. But guys, this has been a beautiful, beautiful day.
Been so good show.
It's been a good show. Been so good show. Hey, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
And
And we will be back with you next week, Monday.
Yeah.
And have a beautiful, beautiful week. Mm. May it be good to you in ways that you can never even understand.
Yeah.
And that has been Belighted, and wish you nothing but the best of everything until we see each other again.
Yeah,
bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Belighted.
This is CliffCentral.com.